It is important for those who are seeking for the mercies of God to see that appropriating faith is taking and using what God offers to us. Hope is expecting a blessing sometime in the future, but faith is taking it right now, taking what God offers. We are to believe what God says He has done for us and act upon it, taking our blood-bought liberty just as the slaves of the South did after the Emancipation Proclamation by Abraham Lincoln. The gospel is a worldwide emancipation proclamation of liberty from service and bondage to the old tyrant master of sin and sickness, the devil. When Jesus said, "It is finished," He meant that the work was done, completed as God sees it. God expects us to reckon as done what Jesus said was done. The past tenses of God's word mean a settled, sealed, and final decision of His will. In Galatians 3:13 we read, "Christ hath," notice the tense, past tense, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us." God has put our redemption from the curse of the law in the past tense, and we receive our deliverance when we do the same. In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, we see that the curse of the law includes all diseases. In God's word we read, "Surely He hath," past tense, "borne our sicknesses and carried our pain. Himself took," past tense, "our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. By whose stripes ye were healed." God wants us all to appropriate the past tenses of His word regarding His redemption of our souls and bodies from sickness and disease. He wants us to go forth in obedience, acting as if we believed Him. When God puts a promise in the past tense, He thus authorizes and expects us to do the same. Nothing short of this is appropriating faith. In Mark 11:24, Jesus authorizes us and commands us to put the receipt of the blessing we pray for in the past tense. He says, when we ask for what He offers, "Believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them." We are to continue to believe that God gave us what we asked for when we prayed, and continue to praise and thank Him for what He has given us. It is after we believe we have received what we ask for, after we believe He has heard our prayer, that God goes to work. Then the imperishable seed, His word, begins to grow. The farmer has to get the sowing of his seed into the past tense before it's possible to reap a harvest. The receiving of God's word, the imperishable seed, must be in the good ground of our heart, thus getting it into the past tense before the seed can begin its work. Believing that God has already heard our prayer before the blessing is manifested is the soil in which the imperishable seed, His word, grows and bears fruit. Believing that God has heard our prayer gets the seed into the ground, and then, and not before, it goes to work. Jesus, at the grave of Lazarus, said while Lazarus was still dead, "I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me." The sick who pray for healing are to say before the healing materializes, "Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me." The prayer of faith is believing our prayer is heard before the answer materializes, before the answer is manifested. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of Him. It is before having experienced or being conscious of any change whatsoever that faith rejoices and says, "It is written." When we ask for healing, we are to say on the authority of God's word, "I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me." Faith refuses to see as reason for doubting anything contrary to the word of God. It sees health and strength bequeathed to us, already belonging to us because of the death of the testator. By His death, the will is in force. Jesus says to us, "As thou hast believed," past tense, "so be it unto thee." With our natural eyes we see only the temporal and inferior things of earth. But with the enlightened eyes of our understanding we behold the superior, satisfying, and lasting realities of God's spiritual and eternal kingdom. God said to Abraham, A father of many nations have I made thee. Notice it's in the past tense. Since God put this promise in the past tense, Abraham did the same. He acted his faith by taking his new name, Abraham, which means the father of a multitude. A man put a certain amount of money in the pocket of his wife's coat, telling her he had done so and asking her if she believed him. She replied, Certainly I do, and began to plan how she would spend it. She actually had this money before she saw it. Why should we believe the bare word of others and demand proof from God? If someone should deed you a home that you have never seen, you actually have a home before you see it. Faith is the evidence or title deed of things not yet seen. A deed makes a home so much yours that you can sell it without ever seeing it. Faith is believing you have what God says you have and acting accordingly before you either feel or see that you have it. God said to Joshua, See, I have delivered into thy hand Jericho. Joshua and his men put this victory in the past tense as God had done. The walls of Jericho fell flat while they were acting their faith. Jesus said to the 10 lepers who asked for mercy, Go show thyselves unto the priest. His words unto them were as much as to say, I have given you my word that it is done. They knew the law of the leper, and therefore what his command meant, and so they put their healing in the past tense before seeing it, and it was manifested while they were acting their faith. Jonah put his deliverance in the past tense, called his symptoms lying vanities, and sacrificed with the voice of thanksgiving while he was still in the stomach of the great fish. It worked. The reason thousands are not getting what they pray for is that they are keeping their blessing in the future tense, which is only hope. Faith takes the blessings now. Were the gifts of God for soul and body merely promised gifts, we would have to wait for the promiser to fulfill his promises. The responsibility would be on him. But all of God's blessings are offered gifts, as well as promised, and therefore need to be accepted. The responsibility for their transfer is ours. This clears God of all responsibility for any failures. The only reason you were not saved a year earlier than you were is that you did not take what God had provided and was offering to you. God was not making you wait. You were making him wait. Some say, God will heal me in his own good time. This is only hope and not faith. Faith takes what God offers right now.